I have messy days like crazy, but I just stop. I'm aware. So I stop and go, okay, you're not being your best self right now, which is not good for him. So take a step back. Let's reshift. It's not too late to start your day over.
Welcome to the American Mothers Mom to Mom podcast, a show that lifts, encourages, supports, and educates mothers to do their best in their awesome responsibility to raise, teach, and champion the rising generation.
Thank you for joining me today on the American Mothers Mom to Mom podcast. Our goal is to connect and inspire mothers across the country. I am your host, Deanne Taylor. And just again, thank you for joining me today. We have a very interesting show and a very special guest. And she suggested the title of our podcast, My Journey into Motherhood Came with a Plot Twist. Wendy Hooten is an author, speaker, and Down syndrome advocate inspired by her son, whom she calls an incredible human. He surprised her with his Down syndrome diagnosis 3 hours after his birth. At the young age of 23 and with little exposure to people with Down syndrome, Wendy's journey into motherhood had a difficult start. However, her story quickly turned from shock and fear to love, joy, and purpose in parenting a child with special needs when her beautiful boy took hold of her heart. For over 3 decades, she has been his fiercest advocate, ensuring he lived a full life dedicated to helping him reach his greatest potential. In 2023, Wendy felt a prompting to write a book about her life with her son. Using humor while being authentic, she hopes to help moms who are beginning similar journeys. Through her writing, she aims to show the beauty that can emerge from uncertainty. Wendy lives in the outskirts of Salt Lake City, Utah, and she loves spending time with family, friends, on road trips, at the beach, or in the mountains, woman after my own heart. I tell you, I love those places. But her greatest joy is being entertained by her hilarious son. Together, they embrace a life of healing, hope, and humor. And they truly do. I've had a chance to see them interacting at several book signings and other events. Wendy, thank you so much for joining me today on the Mom to Mom podcast.
Thank you, Deanne. I'm excited to be here. I'm honored to be here.
Well, we are honored to have you because I know you're a busy lady and you do so much reaching out to other people to help them understand the beauty of your journey. And change in expectations is not a bad thing. We just need to embrace those. So your story is truly a heartfelt journey, Wendy, and I'd love you to share it with us today, if you would, please.
Oh, absolutely. I love to talk and I love to share my story. So two things that go great hand in hand. As you mentioned in my bio, I was 23 when I had my son. And back then, I'll age myself. It was 1990. So I, you know, had this perfect world planned out. I was going to have this beautiful baby and it was going to be a girl, if you want to know the truth. And I had a very easy pregnancy with very few hiccups. And then I had a very easy delivery. And then 3 hours after my baby was born, I found out he had Down syndrome. And my world shattered. Again, I was only 23. And what I knew about Down syndrome was very little. I had very little exposure because back then, these children weren't in our schools, weren't in our classrooms. I knew about the resource room where these kids went to school and spent their days in school. But sadly, during that time frame, they weren't mainstreamed with us. So the exposure I'd had was very little. And so sadly, I didn't think his life would be valued. I didn't think he would be seen as a person. I didn't think he would be able to achieve things in his life. I just felt a world of doom. And with that came guilt for feeling those feelings, you know, because at the end of the day, he was still a baby and it wasn't his fault that he was born this way. But I also wondered what I had done to deserve this. Why was I being punished? Because at that time I saw it as a punishment. But it didn't take long for, well, let me back up. He was born early. He's born 3.5 weeks early. So he had to stay in the NICU. He had some jaundice and a few other things, obviously, with the Down syndrome. But in that time, I stayed in the hospital with him. And I spent those days searching for those imperfections. But all I could see was this beautiful baby. And I went from feeling that shock and fear to falling in love with this little baby that the nurses would bring to me, and I could just sit and bond with him and have him. I'd lay him on the hospital bed in between my legs and just stare at him. And I thought, there's nothing wrong with him. Or is there? I didn't know. It was a life of uncertainty. But what I did was I made promises to him before I left the hospital that no matter what people tried to tell us he would and wouldn't do, my baby was a baby, and I could clearly see that. And I was going to spend my life making sure that he did everything other children did, that he was going to go to school, that he was going to learn to drive, that he was going to date, that he would go to college, that he would get a job, that he would get married. I was going to do everything I could to help him live that life, live his best life.
That's a real determined mother right there who loves a child.
Well, and I didn't know any different. You know, he
Right.
was my first baby, and I had two younger brothers that I spent a lot of time having to watch while my parents were work. My parents divorced when we were young. So I had two younger brothers that I helped care for, and I spent a lot of time babysitting. So I honestly feel like all those years babysitting helped me kind of get that mothering nature. And I knew that's what I wanted for my son. I couldn't see him as any different. So I began to focus on him and his abilities versus his disabilities. And as he began to grow, going to school and stuff, I just was his fiercest advocate. You know, why doesn't my son deserve an education? Just because he has an extra chromosome doesn't mean it's not important for him to learn to read, to learn to write. It doesn't mean that he doesn't need to learn how to speak clearly, because one day he's going to be out in the world interacting with other individuals. And I wanted people to be able to interact with him. And so as he began to grow, I had to take each day one at a time. And as he began to grow, we just found what worked for him, what worked for us, and we enhanced those opportunities. So, and that was what was important to me, is just one, acknowledging that he's just a human being and helping others to see that. And most importantly, to take it one day at a time, because has been a hard life, but the rewards have been so incredible. And who doesn't have heart? I mean, we all have heart. And so instead of not seeing the value in these individuals and trying to convince new parents that they're not going to do this, they're not going to do that, let's turn that around and focus on what they can do, and together work to make miracles happen,
There
help
are
them
so
reach.
there. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, help reach their greatest potential together. It takes a village.
Right, absolutely. Two statements on your website that I really liked, and you kind of alluded to it here. I began to grieve for the son I had been expecting, but did not arrive. But you got through that there in the hospital. You talked about you saw his potential. You grew to love him and understand him as a human being very early, really, very early in his young life. And then another statement, she said, my dreams for my son had to shift as he grew and began to find his interests. And then my son has exceeded my expectations and reached achievements I could not have anticipated. And I can see where you're saying that don't put limits on them. Don't say they can't do this and they can't do that, because we don't know what they can do, especially with the love and the support that you've given your son.
Right. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I'm sure I turned out differently than my parents had dreamed for me,
I
you
know I
know.
have.
So I mean, it's all about encouraging any child, really. And those are some of the comments that have come from the book that I ended up writing about our journey, is that overall, it's just about being a parent to encourage your children, to help them, regardless of whether they have an extra chromosome, some kind of other differing ability or not. Encourage your child, encourage children, help any child reach their greatest potential.
Well, I appreciate that you helped him find interest that he enjoyed. Bowling is one of them you have mentioned.
Yes,
And he's
yeah.
pretty good
So,
at that. He
yeah,
bowls better
he's.
than I do. And of course, that's not saying much, but I'm happy to hear that he's excelling in that.
Yeah, so we tried the t-ball thing, and t-ball's boring for any child, I think, but it didn't work for us. We did soccer. He did soccer for a long time. Again, there, I had people try to tell me, you can't put him on this team. There are teams out there for kids like these. But with my son, I felt like he was functioning higher than those other teams. He wouldn't have been challenged enough.
Right.
And at the same time, it gave me the opportunity to help kids on a typical team be his teacher. And what kid doesn't love to be helpful?
Right.
When you go forward and you say, hey, you have an opportunity to help this child be as good as you. Do you want to be a teacher? And of course, they're all for it. So it's the adult mentality that tries to put these limits on these kids. And so we did the soccer thing for many years, and then he transitioned to bowling, and then we eventually moved into karate. He still does bowling. He bowls every week, but he's done karate and he reads. He loves to read. Going to book signings now, seeing other authors, he's all about meeting these people and getting their books and reading their books. So he loves to read. I remember when he was in school, a couple of his teachers telling me that my expectations were too high. And now here he is, all these years later. And because I didn't give up, he reads. He loves to write. Setting those limitations on children, it's an injustice to them because we don't know. I can't do math. I cannot do math for the life of me. I cannot do math. But my dad never gave up on me. He tried clear up until the end of his days. He tried to get me to learn math. And I think for anyone, it's just about not giving up.
Well, and giving yourself time and grace to find the things you're good at. We're not good
Exactly.
at everything.
Yeah.
When I was reading the website, I go, okay, I relate to this woman a lot. Because you said, I can't do this, I can't do that. So we all have limitations.
Yeah.
And does that make us less because we have those limitations? No, it doesn't. And I really like you put it out there that we all have limitations. We all have things that we don't do well. And does that make us less than somebody else? And that really isn't the way life is. We need to elevate each other. And I love that you've been a shining example of encouraging Matt to do and to try.
Yeah.
And you've been right by his side making that happen. And I admire you for that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It also comes with our pride gets in our way. So there were things like you had mentioned, some of my goals and dreams for him had to shift. And my pride was like, okay, wait a minute. I did want him to date. And maybe he hasn't had those opportunities yet. But it's about finding what works for him, So putting my pride aside and saying, okay, he doesn't like to do this. This is not where he wants to be, but he does like to do this. And so you have to be open-minded and just change your thinking and help them. So, and that's just what I've tried to do.
Well, that's good advice for a mother of any child of ca any capability. We don't need to push them to be what we expect them or want them to be. Or I wished I had been a great dancer, so you're going to be a great dancer, or whatever. We need to let them decide what's best for them. And a lot of times that's hard.
Yeah.
And
Well, being a mom is messy.
yeah,
Yeah.
talked about that one before.
I have messy days like crazy, but I just stop. I'm aware. So I stop and go, okay, you're not being your best self right now, which is not good for him. So take a step back. Let's reshift. It's not too late to start your day over. So sometimes I do have to do that. And I'm not going to lie. I've had many, many days where I've cried.
Oh, yeah.
I have many days that are hard. Life with him has been different phases, and the phase I'm in now is he's an adult, and I still will have my days where I find myself in my laundry room with the door shut, crying because I don't know how to work through a certain situation we're being faced with that day. But I always know it's going to be okay. You just have to take a step back and take it one day at a time, sometimes 1 minute at a time, but you can get through it because momhood can be messy and we all go through it, but we all love our kids too.
Right. We have our ups or downs. Everybody has ups and downs. And as a mother, we are so tied to our children emotionally, mentally, and physically that what impacts them impacts us. And it's very difficult when you can't do anything about what they're going through, especially they get to be adults. There's just some things that you wish you could just take them home and hug them and just hold them and rock them and kiss her boo-boo, but you just can't do that sometimes. You just have to let them grow and you ache for them in the process. Something else, you said that you used to say when he was first born, you were saying it was why me, why me, why am I doing this? And then you came to why me? Why was I the lucky one chosen to be entrusted with this beautiful human? And I love that. Mothers need to embrace that with every child, but I love that you're able to do that and understand that. Was that a feeling that grew, or did it come that easily in the hospital? I'm sure you faced it through the entire growing up process too.
You know what it is? It's my son brings me so much joy. And when I'm not at my best, he forgives me. He loves me unconditionally. And I think that thought process came from, why did I get this child? Why was I blessed with this child who will love me no matter what? Why did I get this child who makes me laugh every day? Why did I get this child? Because, like I said, I have my special needs. I'm impatient. I can be temperamental. I can be bossy, you know? So I have these qualities about me that I'm not so proud of, but he teaches me to continually work on them. And that reminder, that unconditional love, even on my bad days and in my bad moments, he will love me unconditionally. He will forgive me. And it's why do I deserve that? And so I think we're just a great team. I do my best to help him, and he is helping me. So I always wanted to be a teacher when I was younger. That was my dream, to be a kindergarten teacher. And that dream never came true. But I may not have become a teacher, but I gave birth to one. And he is here on this earth teaching people every single day, particularly me. So yeah, that why me went to why did I deserve this? What did I do to deserve this amazing human being to be in my life?
That is a beautiful shift in your motherhood. I admire you for that because there's some mothers have a hard time accepting because it gets hard, right? It's hard. There are some really hard days. No matter what the capabilities of your child, there are hard days. And I don't think new mothers understand, oh, it's not all fun, but it's all worth it. It's a beautiful
Well,
journey.
and to those new moms or those moms who are having those days, like I said, I still have them. I have them often. And it's okay. You're not alone. Find your tribe, find your village. There's a whole group of support out there for you. You're not alone in any of those feelings or those emotions you're having. You shouldn't feel guilt for having them because you're not alone. And it's hard. It is hard. So that's all the more reason why, instead of focusing on what's ahead, stay in the now and just work through the now.
That's
So.
good advice. Don't project too much into the future because it could be so different than what you think it could be. It could be much better than you're afraid it could be.
And it could be that way for Any person, because the minute you wake up every single morning and you step foot out that door, your life could change. You don't know if your child's going to fall off his bicycle, if your child's going to get hit by a car, if your child's going to get sick. None of us knows. So we just have to appreciate every moment and take the hard when it comes and just do our best to work through it.
Kind of like what you said, embrace the life you've been given and thrive in that blessing no matter what it is. That's another quote that I took from your site that I really like. And I think that's a mantra that we can all adopt is to embrace the life we have and to make it better and thrive in it as a blessing. That is so good. Okay, something else you said in the website, I wish I could go back and hug the younger me. Would you advise all of us to do that? Recognize where we are and where we came from, and
Absolutely.
recognize that it's a beautiful journey.
Absolutely, because I think we're so hard on ourselves and we let those emotions get the best of us, especially when you receive a diagnosis that you weren't expecting. Like, for instance, I had anger, I had sadness, I had fear, I had grief. I had all of these emotions that I felt guilty for having. And so, knowing what I know now, being into this journey over 3 decades, I would love to go back and hug her and say, you know what? It's okay. You're going to be okay. I get goosebumps when I even just saying this. I'm your future and you survive. Your son's going to be fine. You guys are going to have a beautiful life. Go ahead and allow yourself these emotions, but you're going to be so okay.
It's interesting. We just had recently another guest that said, if I could go back to my 20-year-old self and let her know what's happening in her life now, she would not feel so discouraged or so downhearted or so frustrated. And I think that's something that we need to remember, that it's hard now, but we're learning, we're going to get through this, and it's going to be better on the other side. And I think that's a great thing to share with our moms, that just embrace the day, sometimes just get through the day. Like you said, stop and reevaluate where you are. Just close yourself in a room and take a deep breath and say, okay, I can get through this. I'm strong. I'm going to do this. And the next day is probably going to be better.
For sure.
I love the way you've handled a beautiful journey and shared it with so many people. I know you've presented to many organizations and many groups to help them understand the joy that is in your life because of your son, Matt.
And that's exactly what my hope is on this journey now that I'm 3 decades in, or over 3 decades in, is just to offer that reassurance to those new parents and to connect with them if that's what they're looking for, but mostly just to be a glimpse into their future, you know, give them that window of hope. In fact, one of my taglines is healing, hope, and humor.
Right.
You need to heal, and then here, let me be your hope and give you hope, and hang on, because you're in for a life of humor. I mean, seriously, my son, he just catches me off guard with his sense of humor. Not too long ago, I don't know, even remember what I was complaining about, but I was frustrated about something and I was complaining, and he just popped off with, "Welcome to my world." And it just stopped me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I never would have imagined him saying something like that. But you know what? You're right, bud. This is your world every day, isn't it? So, but he,
Happen.
it's just a life of fun on top of the hard.
Yeah, that's what life is, isn't it? Enjoy, embrace the positive and the good and learn from it. And I still like the word thrive and continue to thrive in where you are, thrive in the blessings that you have. Well, anything else you'd like to share with us, Wendy? You've shared so many wonderful things today.
At the end of the day, like I've said, don't give up. You're not alone, and any emotions you're experiencing are valid, and you got this. You've got this.
Another phrase that we use a lot on Mom to Mom is give yourself grace, the grace you need.
Yes.
to make it through and continue on. None of us are perfect. We're all learning. And I've
That is one of the things that I do say too, that as I'm trying to help these parents navigating similar journeys, I want to remind them to do so with smile and allow themselves grace.
We need to do that. Life is hard, and there's so many expectations on us, not just raising our families. There's a lot on us.
Yep, for
Society
sure.
demands a lot of us too. And
Oh, yeah.
the expectations become overwhelming, but don't expect more than you can do of yourself. I mean, really take care of yourself along the way. Well, Wendy, you're delightful. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Mom to Mom podcast. Tell us about your book briefly.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you again for having me.
Yeah.
It's been an honor to be here. But my book is called Big People Don't Pee in the Park.
I love that title.
And Big People Don't Pee in the Park, A Mother and Son's Journey with Down Syndrome. And I did write this book after I heard something. I don't know what it was, but I actually heard a voice say, "Help them." And it was so clear that I turned around because I thought my husband was behind me and there was nobody there. So I thought I was going crazy until I realized help them meant these parents that I had been listening to and reading their stories and taking me back to that emotional beginning that I had. That helped them was to help these parents who were going through similar journeys as me. And I just tried to do my best to do so with humor. There's enough literature out there. There's enough resources out there that can scare you in addition to the diagnosis.
Right.
So, my book is about challenges we've been faced with and how we worked through them. And it was just important to me that I did it in a humorous way, just to remind everybody, laugh at life. I mean, it's happening anyway, laugh with it. And so that's just what I tried to do as I shared my journey.
Well, you did a real life journey, someone that can relate to and keep it as a guide with all the other medical information or whatever information. Sometimes it's nice to have a real true life experience to say, oh, there's hard times, but there's overcoming those hard times and embracing the joy that comes with those. So, well, again, thank you, Wendy. I will put how people can connect with you and your website and your book in the show notes so they can connect with you. Is that all right?
Absolutely. I would
Perfect.
love to be able to help anyone who feels inspired to reach out to me and could maybe use a dose of my son's humor.
You'd be a great resource. Thanks again, and give a hug to Matt for us.
Will do. Thank you.
Hope you all feel some connection to Wendy and will enjoy implementing some of the things you talked about, embracing your journey and thriving in the blessings that you receive during your life. Remember that you can connect with us on Mom to Mom every Tuesday at noon Eastern on the American Mothers Inc. Facebook page. You'll either join the Mom to Mom Facebook Live Speaker Series or find a link to the new episode of the Mom to Mom podcast. I also want to remind you that nominations for the 2026 Mother of the Year are now open. To nominate, all you need to do is go to AmericanMothers.org and click on the nominate button. I'm sure there are one or two special mothers in your life that deserve to be recognized for the great things they do. So take a few minutes and go to the website and click on nominate so they can be contacted. Thank you again for spending time with me, your host, Deanne Taylor, on American Mothers Mom to Mom podcast. Please connect with us on the American Mothers Community Facebook page so we can hear what you have to say, what things are happening in your life, and also if you have any suggestions about what we could do in the podcast or the speaker series on Facebook Live. Have a great week. We love and support you in your many roles. Remember that we are here to uplift you and encourage you. Take time to find joy in being a mom. We love you.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you like what you heard, subscribe so you can get your weekly dose of mom-to-mom encouragement.
The primary purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. The views, information, or opinions expressed during the American Mothers Mom-to-Mom podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of American Mothers Incorporated, its members, or employees. AMI is not responsible for, nor does it verify the accuracy of the information contained in the podcast, nor does the series constitute any professional advice or services. We look forward to visiting with you one mom to another next week. Until then, just do your best at mothering, and remember, you're not alone. You've got an army of mothers all around you, cheering you on.